Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. We are at the Buffalo Wild Wings here in Baytown. Bring your ass on out here.
Fair.
We got the mayor's out here. Somebody at his table's talking all kind of trash on Baytown. Mm-hmm. And she's out here.
East Sider, though. I bet you she's an East Sider, though. Were you Channel View? Did I hear Channel View? Channel View? Hey, East Sider.
Hey, Tyler, she's going to line us up to take a picture and go say, all right, Baytown sucks on three.
Hey, that sounds like a Ron and Show Ugly move, doesn't it?
Like, I mean, don't put that on me,
man. Oh, my
man.
Bad, my bad, my
I wouldn't
bad,
do that
now,
to y'all.
Ron wouldn't hate on the Dirty Bay. Hell no.
No, not really. Yeah, but no, man, it's a good time being had out here. Also, shout out to Bud Light. Bud Light girls are expected to get in here and hang out as well. And you can be a part of that. TV's all over the place. Thursday Night Football, an important game for the Tampa Bay Bucs in that weird NFC South. TV's all over the place to watch that. The Rockets will host James Harden again. If you're not going to the game, this is a great spot to go and watch it right here at Buffalo Wild Wings. TV's all over the place, so make your way on out here. All right, Clint, we were able to hear from Nick Cayley, ahead of this game against the Cardinals and coming off of the game against the Chiefs. Anything he said that jumped out to you?
Yeah, look, I think several things. I love the fact that he owned, hey, man, last week wasn't it. You know, last week the offense, we've got to be significantly better. I don't recall in past press conferences, maybe he wasn't confronted with it, but I love the fact that he said, it doesn't matter how good our defense – now I'm paraphrasing here, but it doesn't matter how good our defense is in the moment or in the season – We gotta be better offensively. So number one, you know, I love that. The part that I don't, and it's not necessarily about Nick Cayley, but it's more about what we're hearing repetitively from the entire group. The urgency pre-snap, like to me, that is a way that you practice. Like the only way you have urgency problems in games.
I'm glad you brought this up because I got a question off.
This is week 13, right? And you had 6 weeks of training camp before that. So we're going on 20 weeks worth of work. If we still have an urgency issue where the head coach is talking about it, the offensive play caller's talking about it, like that is a practice problem. Right? I mean, you don't just show up on Sunday. Now I'm not saying at Arrowhead specifically, that could be a game day problem. You're on the road. It's loud. Their defense is really good. The play call may be coming in a little late. But this is – we're consistently hearing this from multiple play callers and now for multiple weeks. And so that part of it is just is a bit baffling to me. If I were an offensive play caller in at any level and we lacked urgency, it would be embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like I would go to the podium and be irate with what's going on instead of just kind of casually mentioning it every week. So that part of it for me is a real struggle.
So you said that. DeMeco has mentioned it.
Yes.
He says it. Is this urgency thing becoming the new execution? You remember
we had the execution thing
last
early.
Last year was just Bobby, and then we just got to execute.
They just got to execute.
And the reason why I said I'm glad you brought up, because that was besides him just saying spirit a bunch of times. And and when they ask you, Nick Caley, how is Nick Chubb doing, they don't give a damn about his spirit. They want to know about his ribs. Okay, is he going to play? That's what
right?
Not about his damn spirit. I digress. But I'm not saying urgency doesn't help, and that is something that can help, but was urgency a lot of the problem with them just doing nothing in the third quarter? How much was that urgency, or was that, hey, man, they just
– Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah. No, look, there's no – you can make all the excuses in the world. Chris Jones is going to cause problems whether you ask got urgency or not, whether you get
yeah,
out of
it seemed
the
like there was an issue of them just get beat well, and them seeming to be more confused about who they should be picking up when the blitz – if they got to the line with 30 seconds left for 10 seconds
Well,
left.
There's a big difference in breaking the huddle and you got 20 seconds left and you can manipulate the defense to figure out who's going to come, who's not going to come. Then you have time to direct your offensive line that direction. You know the right side's bluffing, they're belling. So now I've got some things. The biggest concern for me with the Texans offense is how many times C.J. Stroud snaps the football and doesn't know who's blocking who and if he's protected or not. That could be directly attributed to the lack of urgency. Yes. Now the
urgency in what way? In what way? Because well, I hope you do this better than DeMeco, because they said it to DeMeco, and I don't think he was ready that he was going to have to respond and explain what he means by urgency.
Right. Well, he didn't want to throw anybody under the bus. That's why he struggled with it. But the reality of it is it's either Nick Caley not getting the play in consistently on time, which is unacceptable. I mean, if it's a problem every now and then, that's cool. That's fine. You're an NFL offensive coordinator. It can't be a problem for 14 games, right? Or there's an issue. Issue may be strong, but there is a like C.J. Stroud communicating in the huddle and getting the play out of his mouth quickly, clearly, and concisely communicating it so that everybody can break the huddle and go and know exactly what they're going to do. Or is he mumbling through things? Is he struggling through the actual play call and not communicating it well? All of those things can cause you to be late to get out of the huddle. And what we're seeing, or what we saw versus that in that third quarter versus the pressure stuff, is a directly, absolutely connected to the lack of urgency.
Yeah, I heard it and I was like, man, that's 2-3 days in a row, and not just days in a row, weeks in a row, that DeMeco and him are offering up the word urgency.
Right.
Like they're using it in the way that him and Bobby kept offering up the word execution last year.
Right.
Like, they got to execute, and it was like, well, hold on, man. Is it just execution? Because when I watched that game, like, I thought, yeah, the urgency would have been that Chris Jones was not going one-on-one with Jake Andrews. That's the urgency. The hell with urgency. Like, Jake Andrews could have had 30 seconds, 30 minutes before that one-on-one wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
Or that they're walking multiple guys up in the A-gap, and it looks like nobody knows who they're supposed to pick up. And maybe the urgency part is they're getting to the line of scrimmage, as you said, too late, and they're figuring it out. But I didn't get that feel. It just got a feel of like there was confusion again, that they didn't know, do I have the safety? Do I have the backer? Oh, he dropped. I don't know, but it just seemed like I hope they're not in practice in the thought of like, hey, man, we got to get to the line quicker only, and that it is not just like, hey, what did we see? How did we have –
Well,
for consecutive plays, every time we drop back, we don't have a chance because one or two people are running free.
Well, look, the urgency thing is an overall problem on the offense. We've talked about it with their motions and like their landmarks of motions, right? I mean, there's motion going on, and the ball's not getting snapped, so the guy's having to stop, set his feet, reset, and go. I think the ball's supposed to be snapped with the player in motion. There's a lot of issues with this offense operationally, you know, that shouldn't be going on week 13 of a season. Again, after you're 20 weeks into this thing, you should be a little bit cleaner. He mentioned the alignment problems. He mentioned the pre-snap penalties. I've never met a coach that wasn't a major, major focus on and point of frustration if you're not very good at it. So they've got to clean that up, and I think it can all be tied back to, you know, ultimately living with a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're just not good enough right now offensively to lackadaisically go through things and play consistently. You're not good enough to do that.
And Clint,
not many are, by the way.
Off of that and off of hearing Nick Caley just now, bro, Nick needs to have a day on Sunday. Yeah. Nick Caley and his offense, to me, needs to have a day on Sunday because, listen, this is an Arizona Cardinals team that is in the midst of a combination of struggling defensively and throwing in the towel. All right, they are in a 5-game losing streak. Clinton, they are giving up 35.5 points a game. And in those 5 games, they've given up 40-plus 3 times, right, including 45 to the Rams last week. I'm not saying that the Texans are going to go through and put up 45 just because of the way they play. But when you look at that, the 24th ranked in total offense, 26, and that is with these last 5 games. This is not a good defense, and we have seen not just the Rams, but many teams light them up. We watched the Jags light them up. And I would say the Jags are a great offense. This is CJ's, third game back? They've had a full week. They're at home. This is a team that's not a great defensive team. Clint, I feel like we should walk away from Sunday's game from the offense. We know the defense is going to do what they do. But we should walk away because this is bigger than beating the Arizona Cardinals. This is, can this team get to an AFC championship game for the first time ever? That to me, that's where the thought is, or beyond. And we need to see this offense pick up. And against this team that has been giving up 35.5 points a game, we should walk away from the game talking on Monday, hey, I feel like that was a step in the right direction. I feel better about the offense. I hope that this isn't like a Tennessee Titans game where they scored 16 points and they had to hold on and they got
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
shutout in the first half. I feel like this is a game where we should see some improvements over what we've been seeing.
Well, it's a big time opportunity. I mean, you've got the momentum, you've got some confidence, you've dug yourself out of the hole, and now the one piece that needs time on task, that needs reps, that needs to see success, they need to see the ball go through the upright, is your offense. And you've got a defense that should give you plenty of opportunity to see those things and execute at a high level and get some things on track, get some guys involved. So, there's a huge opportunity there. We'll see if they take advantage of it. I mean, there's no doubt about it that if you look at the box score, you look at the stat line, this defense is going to give our offense some opportunities. Let's see how they take advantage of it. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, they've been getting smoked, man.
Yeah.
like they've been giving up. Again, well, like, I'm not, like, and hell, I don't even know that I can, there's a point total that I can like, attribute to it. And what I would see, like, oh, if they score 27 or 30, whatever. But it is just, like, you should walk away from the game, like, all right, that looks better. Man, they just go through stretches in these games, even the ones they've been winning here lately, where it's just like, God, dog, man, that's not going to be good enough if they trail.
Yeah, I'm less – I mean, obviously, we want to see points.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.